Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and another company update, this time coming from Great Bear Resources. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Chris Taylor. Great Bear is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GBR and on the OTCQX under the symbol GTBDF. Now, Chris, I want to pretty much exclusively focus on a news release that came out on Monday that outlined the results of the first deep hole drilled at Dixie. This hole was drilled to a depth of right around 1,500 meters, and some of the headline grades of this deep hole, just over 10 grams per ton gold, over 19 meters. This includes almost 70 grams per ton gold, over 2.65. meters. This is from 1,000 meters down a hole. Again, this is the first deep hole. These are some very impressive numbers immediately from the first drill hole. Just give us your general synopsis, your thought on what these results mean for the company.
Thanks, Corey. Quite frankly, this is one of those drill holes that made our field crew sort of lose their minds, in a sense, and all in a positive way. None of us are certifiably insane, not yet. So what we saw was effectively the incredible predictability of the Dixie Limb Zone, which is, we haven't talked about it for about a year now. We haven't done any drilling in it for about a year since we found the LP fault. But we like the Dixie Limb because it's very predictable. It occurs at the contact between a calc alkaline basalt and a high iron tholeiitic basalt. And there's often some argillite, some sediments between the two. But the thing, like, you can set your watch to it. So with 100 holes in that body already, down to about 500 meters depth, when you look at it in the computer and you rotate it around to look at it in 3D, it forms, if you line it up, it looks like a completely discrete plane, like a predictable plane. And we extended that digitally down for, you know, hundreds of additional meters. And we thought, you know, this is a really ideal target to do the first drill test, deep drill test on, because it is so predictable. And what's amazing is that when we went back down LP drill hole 85, BR 85, we basically went down the hole and extended it because it was already pointed right at this area at the Dixie Limb. When we drilled down, we went a kilometer down the hole. And, you know, it's amazing that we hit the Dixie Limb Zone within a meter and a half of where we'd predicted it on the model. So you got to think about that. Like, you take a drill hole that's a kilometer long at that point, and it hits your target model a meter away, like a meter and a half away from where you predicted. That means that thing is completely planar in geometry, at least in the, you know, more than 100 holes that have hit it so far. And it's just shocking to see higher grades and greater thicknesses of mineralization down at that depth. And I'm sounding enthusiastic, but it's incredible. Like, you think, in a sense, as a geologist, it's a calculated risk that you take with a drill hole. It's 3 weeks to drill something that deep. And it's a lot more money than your normal drill hole because it's more expensive to drill deeper. So in a sense, you've taken an educated guess, but you're still shooting from the hip. So imagine shooting from the hip and getting a complete bullseye on your first try. That's exactly what we've done here. The thing is, I very much doubt, and this has been the case in every zone we've drilled so far. Our first holes in the Hinge Zone were not our best drill holes. Our first holes in the Dixie Limb were not our best drill holes. And the first holes in the LP fault, the first one was not the best drill hole. We've drilled much better holes since then. So what we're looking at here, what's the chance that it's the best drill hole at that depth that could be drilled? Well, I think basically zero statistically. So we are very optimistic that the system looks like what it's doing is widening and strengthening with depth. And that's a pattern we see at other zones as well. So a very exciting initial result, and it really implies, we're really optimistic about the depth potential of all the zones, including the Hinge Zone and particularly the LP fault over the project now.
Yeah, I don't usually get overly excited about drill results, but boy, oh boy, you guys just keep on delivering. But now this deep component, as you and I were discussing in that webinar at the tail end of April, you already had, I believe it's 5 kilometers of strike that you were tying together in terms of consistent mineralization, but now you just went a kilometer deeper, I believe, than the deepest hole. And you hit, well, 500 meters deeper, you hit all this mineralization again. So what type of work is going to be necessary, or that you're going to plan to follow up on this and, who knows, make this that much bigger?
Well, this is a great question. Like, the answer is always with us, more drilling. Like, we have an instrument at our disposal, the drill rig, which keeps revealing all these wonderful new things when we pointed at these targets on the project. And in this sense, it just naturally behooves us now to go and do more deep drilling. So effectively, you're going to see more deep holes periodically over the course of 2020. There'll be deep holes testing the Dixie Limb again. You know, you could definitely go down other LP fault holes and hit this in different places. Those holes will cross over into the hinge zone. And effectively, you're also going to step back at the LP fault and you're going to drill deep under there. So there'll be more of these holes over the course of the year. And I think it you know, keeps the excitement level for our field crews and our shareholders. I mean, these are exciting new discoveries when you put the holes down like that, like we saw this week. So in addition to the good gold results that should, we hope, and so far have been coming out of the LP fault, we should be able to you know, spice things up and really show that additional potential of the project, you know, in all these areas. So, you know, looking good.
It is looking good. Now, what does this mean for the relationship between the LP zone and the Dixie Limb zone? Because these are looked at as almost two separate deposits. They're still very close to each other, but the LP zone is what you guys had been drilling off in that 5 kilometer strike. But now you just extended a hole deep and then hit this Dixie Limb zone.
Well, the logical interpretation based on the data is that all of this gold mineralization is coming from a deeper common root source. And we think that that's some of the big seismic faults, the LP fault and other branches of it that go down to depth. I look at this as a structural geologist, the most parsimonious explanation is that you have a steep angled, you know, LP fault, which is rising up from depths. You see it on the seismic. It's probably moderate angled and it's getting steeper as it gets towards the surface. And then, you know, current surface. And then when it is at near to current surface level, you probably have splays that come off of this thing, you know, generally in the same northwest to southeast trends, sometimes more east-westerly. And these are going to be splays that are also available as open space for the gold-bearing fluids to come into. So I think what we're seeing across the project is branches off of sort of a deeper root. And, you know, the deeper sort of root of mineralization may or may not be within drillable depth on the project. It's not really relevant in the sense that I think it's all part of the same system, and the individual zones that we're finding, like the LP fault with its 5 kilometer strike length, and we see the root fault zone going down, you know, 14 kilometers to the base of the crust. I mean, these are really big structural targets. So, you know, you have a lot of size potential. And I think what you're looking at here is the fingerprints of a very extensive gold system.
It sure looks like that. And hey, you mentioned that you're just going to keep on drilling. The company actually came out with news yesterday of a $20 million bought deal private placement that was quickly upsized to $33 million. There's a flow through component and a hard dollar component in there. So that will give you the money to keep on drilling. What is the balance looking like for drilling now that you have just opened up this depth component as well, but still want to continue to drill off the LP fault?
I look at this, Corey, like, you know, we have to do systematic grid drilling along 5 kilometers of strike length and at least 500 meters depth of the LP. But then you're going to have to drill it systematically below that and then below that. And what I'm looking at here is, what will everything look like, you know, with the funding that Great Bear has available? What will the project look like when it has an additional 500 drill holes in it? You know, how will these targets look when we have a high resolution, nicely spaced drill pattern over these targets, and we've taken them down to depth, and we've taken them down along strike? And I think in my mind, when I imagine how that picture will look, that's what gets me really excited, because so far, the project has not disappointed us. It has kept producing excellent gold numbers in all these areas. And, you know, if that pattern persists with the hundreds of additional drill holes that we're going to be putting into it, I can only imagine the sort of geological picture that's going to paint. I think from my point of view, as somebody who loves geology and gold exploration, that's going to be a beautiful picture. But it's always the drill machine. It's always the truth machine. It's always the drill that tells you what's really there. And, we have the faith because what we've been seeing is really, it hasn't disappointed us at any step. And I think we're going to be looking at a really nice geological picture at the end of that drilling process. And hopefully a lot more value for shareholders.
Hopefully you've already created a lot of value for shareholders, though, and the news that came out on Monday further drove the stock higher. How many drills in total do you foresee being on this project in the near term?
Right now, with the COVID situation, we have 3 rigs going 24/7, and that's just a function of the amount of people that we can have on the project. And we're using only local geologists, geotechnical staff to run the property or to run the project. So as long as the COVID restrictions remain in place, we'll likely be able to keep it going at 3 rigs. Once the restrictions are removed, we'll go back up to the 5 drill rigs that we had there already. And then, of course, with additional deep drill targets and other things, there may be more rigs that get added over time. We certainly will be funded to do that. So it's a function of what we can handle in terms of the staffing.
Okay. Yeah, well, money isn't an issue and continuing to drill out this target isn't an issue either. So not much more to cover here, but I do appreciate you taking some time here, Chris. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please be sure to email me, fleck@kereport.com. I simply just wanted to focus on this deep drill hole because of this whole other area that it now opens up, the depth component of this resource. Chris, thanks for your time today. I'm sure we'll be chatting again soon. So get some rest and have a great rest of your week.
Thanks very much, Corey. Talk soon.